This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. The Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative includes family farms from across southwest Colorado and helps distribute their local goods to restaurants and directly to consumers. And it recently launched an online market for local shoppers, and General Manager Ole Bai is here to share more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the co-op in previous seasons has done a share program that customers had to buy into and pick up their goods each week. Why make this switch for an online system?
We thought it would offer a bit more flexibility for our customers. And we found that we weren't reaching a wide enough audience, I think, with the CSA model. Not everyone wanted to pay up front, and a lot of people just couldn't pay up front. And this gives people the option to order what they want on the weeks that they need food.
After browsing the site myself, I did notice that it offers that more of that customization this time. So that was one of the goals for you.
Yeah. You know, one of the challenges with the CSA model is keeping people interested in the items, particularly in the beginning of the season when there's just a lot of greens and, you know, all of the fancy vegetables haven't come in yet. So this, you know, it lets us offer people the option to at least, you know, avoid some greens if that's their plan and their need. So we've got a lot of other options on there as well, you know, bread, eggs, meat, and a variety of other homemade foods that people can choose as well.
This online market comes at a pretty interesting time for grocery stores, where you're seeing limits or even empty shelves in some cases on a lot of these high-demand products like you just listed, you know, bread and eggs, for example. So this is really one way of connecting that local supply chain to fill that need, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that during the COVID pandemic, we've seen a lot of the vulnerabilities with our industrialized food system and the challenges of having such a centralized, monopolized model. And what I'm hoping is that models like ours will thrive as people look for more local, safer food options. And I hope that it will point up the resiliency of community-scale food systems, because we already advocated for that. And I think we're seeing that people are also agreeing that it's a better path for the future. And it's unfortunate that it took a pandemic to shed more light on it. But hopefully that will be a driver that helps our agriculture communities thrive in coming years. And I don't really think that the enthusiasm's going to abate so long as people do have money to purchase food. And of course, that's everyone's great worry at this point.
Before we go, I'd like for you to touch a bit more about what have you heard from customers so far as what they thought of this online system?
Well, we've had a great response in the first 2 weeks. People really say that they enjoy being able to choose the different items. The pickup scenario that we have, where we just put the groceries in people's cars without much interaction, is pretty acceptable for people in this time. You know, it's a pretty low-touch method, and seems to be, you know, in harmony with what people are looking for online grocery shopping during COVID.
Ole Bai is the general manager of the Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative. Thanks for making the time, Ole. Stay well.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
We now turn to Nina Williams, who is president on the board of the co-op and the owner-operator of Haycamp Farm. Hi, Nina.
Good morning, Daniel.
I realized as I was prepping my interview today, and I should disclose this as well, that I had actually bought some of your lamb sausage this week, and I truly didn't make that connection until this morning.
I saw your name come through on the ticket. So thank you.
So let's use this as an example then. So you create this product, the sausage. How does it end up within the co-op's distribution, so that way it ends up going direct to the consumer?
You bet. So I raise cattle and sheep for meat, and I have the meat processed locally in Durango, and then I get the packaged meat, USDA meats back, which I store on farm in my own freezers. And then I, every week, will upload the inventory that I have onto the online store, and then that shows up to you, and you get to select what products you would like. And then I get basically an order, and it shows everything that people have ordered from me. And then I deliver that to the warehouse, where our staff, Ollie Bai and Rosie Carter, sort out all the orders. So Daniel, if you ordered lamb sausage and lettuce and spinach, then they will put all those items together in a bag.
To wrap up today, what would the season look like if, say, something like this online ordering wasn't in place, or even the traditional share program wasn't in place?
Well, that's hard to tell. I'll tell you, as a farmer, every season looks different, but we are really hopeful that we'll be able to serve more customers with more flexibility this way, in a way that feels safe to everybody. Normally, to answer your question a little bit more, normally we would have a large wholesale sales program. So I would be selling a lot of greens to restaurants and Telluride. So this is a great alternative for producers as well as consumers.
Nina Williams is the president of the board of the Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative and the owner-operator of Haycamp Farm. Thanks for making the time, Nina, and stay well.
Great. You too, Daniel. Thank you so much.